This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Jocks. The preppies all wear dockers. The lockers all have locks. Homeroom starts at 8 a.m. I smile cause I know I'll see you then. You can copy my homework, I think it's mostly wrong. Freshman year I met you, sophomore year I bet. It's finally June, yeah. And senior year, it's almost here. I'll hold you close and keep you near, yeah. One more summer before we go, before we go away. One true story. Boyfriend graduated, I guess he's a freshman all over again. So happy birthday, so belated. Maybe now we can be more than friends. We rule this school now, let's go Hornets. Let's hold a pep rally for your heart. JV losers, varsity lovers, I knew I liked you from the start. Freshman year I met you, sophomore year I bet you. It's finally June, yeah. And senior year, it's almost here. Would you like me if I pierce my ear? Yeah. One more summer before we go, before we go away. One true story.
Shout out to Fade on Shuffle with their new hit single, One True Stunner. That was Jake Hurwitz out there for all
that
you.
That was you singing?
Fans. That was Gareth O'Connor, the
you
one
were
that sang.
The instruments?
Gareth did the instruments. And
did
the
you
singing.
Like arranged the instruments?
He did the mixing, the mastering. He did the writing. He did the composure of the song. He finalized the product. But if you liked the lyrics, Then I wrote those. I wrote the lyrics.
Wow.
So, yeah. Yeah.
What did you say? It's freshman year I met you.
Sophomore year, I bet you. Never thought of me.
Never thought of me. Junior year.
But it's finally June, yeah.
Oh, June, yeah. Like the month, June. Mm-hmm.
Junior year, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Senior year, but it's finally here. Yeah.
Yeah. Senior year, it's almost here. And then there's one that says, I'll hold you close and keep you near. And the other one that says, would you like me if I pierced my ear?
Yeah. That's sort of the crux of the whole thing, isn't it? It's like, I'm down to do whatever it takes.
Yeah. I like you. Do you like me? And is there anything I can change about my personality or person that would get us there?
Wow, your first single with Gareth.
Yeah, and I don't want to jinx anything, but there's plenty more where that came from.
So how long did it take you to write that?
For me to write that, I think over the course of, you know, the entire time of writing it, several hours, I think.
Oh, a while.
Yeah, after the first time we talked about it, I jotted down some thought starters, some notes. Then I came back to it. Then I believe Gareth DM'd me, and it made
Gareth
me go back to it again.
Gareth had already written a theme song.
Yeah, I think he wrote a theme song, and he like DM'd me about it. And was like, you should. I think you'll like it in particular. So then I was chatting with him. And then he told me he was down to do this experiment wherein I write the lyrics and he does everything.
Yeah.
So I was like, that made me go back to it. I think I spent another all in at that point. I think I had spent maybe like an hour and a half. And then Gareth like sent me kind of like, he worked really fast. He basically sent me a cut and it was so good that I was like, all right, I really need to like make the lyrics better. So then I think I spent another hour or two.
Do you remember what
tuning?
What did you update lyrics wise? Do you remember like what you didn't like and what you changed?
Let me see. I think the very first pass had the opening line, rows and rows of lockers, classrooms full of jock. That one was always there.
Yeah.
And then the one I sent him only went up to sophomore year, I bet you never thought of me, I think. I couldn't crack the other half of that.
Oh, interesting. And
then I also had, now that your boyfriend graduated, now he's a freshman all over again. So happy birthday, so belated, which I really like because it's just completely nonsensical punk sounding. Happy birthday, so belated. What are you throwing that in for?
Because her birthday wasn't like it. It wasn't until October. Yeah. So
it's like now
really
that I'm
late.
Like making my move, I guess I should also say happy birthday because I knew you had one and I was too afraid to say anything at the time.
I thought you were going to say, so happy birthday to you, Kevin. Like, yeah, no, sorry, buddy. Happy birthday. But I'm here with your girl if she wants me to pierce my ears.
That would also work. That would actually also work. Mm-hmm. And then the chorus was actually the same. One more summer before we go. One true stunner. So that was all kind of the same. I think I added more lyrics after.
You could tell that Gareth is Irish. The
when he's
stunner.
Right. Big time when he says, one of my favorite lines is, we rule this school now, let's go Hornets, let's hold a pep rally for your heart.
Yeah, that's good.
But he says heart.
for your heart.
Yeah.
You think they have pep rallies in Ireland, or he just sort of had to assume?
No, when he was DMing me, he was like, can you explain to me what, like, they don't have freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior year there.
Oh, right.
It's like, so he like basically, he did all of this without even really understanding the intricacies of American high school, which is
and
really
what
impressive.
Would you say is a hernet? We enough. Don't have any bees over here. No, we don't have any flies at all.
Do your high schools have mascots, or is that just a thing we did here?
Or do you just say St. Peter's and everyone knows what they mean by that?
Yeah.
So when we're talking about second, third songs, any themes that we can tip that you can say, oh, this, there's another one about this, that, or the other?
Yeah, I'll give the folks at home a little rundown. I have two things that I'm trying to work on. One that's kind of like superlative based. So here's what I have so far. Just a one line that says, most likely to succeed at breaking my heart.
Nice.
Yeah. And then the either the chorus or the pre-chorus will start, guess I'm the class clown, funny how I never get to fool around.
Because that's like, I make people laugh, but I'm not hooking up with anybody.
Yeah, exactly right.
That's good.
Exactly
yeah.
right.
Yeah. And that's the sort of percolating.
That's one that's percolating. And then I also have like another line that I think is really dumb, which is, you're the perfect 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 that makes my heart blast off. So it's kind of like, it's a rating couched in a countdown, couched in a one for me type scenario.
That's cool.
Yeah. So those are my two that I'm working on now. But yeah, I should say you guys can follow Fate on Shuffle if I did this right on Spotify.
Is it on Spotify right now?
I don't know. It's not. It takes 5 days. I uploaded everything today. So
you should have SoundCloud. Drop your SoundCloud.
I should have a SoundCloud.
Because that's, I think you could just instantly, almost like YouTube.
Okay, so maybe, well, I think this, I straight up had to sign up for like a distribution thing, because that's the only way to get your music on Spotify. So it might put it on SoundCloud also.
And when you imagine touring, you and Gareth, do you think that you're on stage with him, or it's sort of you're like the behind the scenes kind of guy?
Yeah,
because nobody needs to see you writing, right?
Right. In some instances, I guess I would be on stage. I think for me, ideally, I'm on stage playing rhythm guitar, you know, so I'm sort of like there and available and can be part of the show, backup vocals, but I can't really sing. So they'd have to turn my mic way down so people wouldn't actually hear me.
You're on stage, but you almost have like a dummy instrument and a mic that's not plugged in.
Right. So I have a guitar that's not plugged in, a mic that's not plugged in. Then there's actual backup singers and other guitarists. So it seems more like I'm playing and not totally like I'm just fucking around. But that's the vibe. I sent you the album art that I made.
Yeah, let me share the screen. So for those of you watching along on our YouTube, we are, you know, simulcasting these now so you can watch us. Yeah. As well as listen to us. Thank you.
So I couldn't make my band without.
I'm sharing my screen.
Album art.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can see that, right?
Yeah.
So it's Lockers.
Lockers.
Did you make them red like this, or was this the photo that you found?
That was the photo. That was just on Unsplash. That's a royalty free image that I searched for high school and
got it.
That came up and it felt right.
And the text over it, did you do that as well?
Yeah, I originally just did like kind of block white font, and I showed it to Micah, and he said that I should make it kind of like graffiti, so it looked like it was sprayed on the lockers.
Oh, that's cool.
If I was really good at Photoshop, I would like actually have it, you know, truly
like that. Yeah,
but that's as close as I could get, and I only had a few minutes.
And this is cover art for the band or the album?
The single, and I guess the album, because. I don't know anymore, man. This is our debut album, so I think this is cover art for the whole album.
And the
album doesn't
band.
Have a name. Yeah. This is cover art. So I guess technically it'd be cover art for the band because this album is unnamed. It's only a single right now, so I don't think it needs an album cover.
Yeah. Fate on Shuffle.
Fate on Shuffle. That's right.
Wow.
Are you... Like, what is your opinion of this whole thing? I'm curious to know. Cousin, I did it all for you in a way.
What? There's no way. You wrote this song for me.
This
you
is
wrote
about
this song
you.
For me. No, it's not. Yeah. No way.
Freshman year, I met you.
We didn't know each other in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like it or not?
It's good. The song is catchy in a great way. The instrument sounds like a straight up real punk song that like I have listened to in the past, but I didn't remember or something like that.
Yeah. He's really nailed the genre for sure.
Yeah. I wonder how often that happens, where it's like one guy does everything. Like there's no bands like that, right?
Well, I think the reason I am familiar with this is that I think this is how Fall Out Boy operates or used to operate. Like Pete Wentz would write all of the lyrics and then Patrick Stump did everything else.
Oh, interesting.
Including like figuring out how to sing the lyrics so they all made sense.
Yeah. But then there's like touring drummers because this guy, Gareth, can't do it all live. He had to like record it all separately.
Yeah, but I think a lot of bands have like, you know, the main songwriter who basically does everything. And Kid Rock used to, I think, compose all of his stuff in the studio. So there's a lot of bands that do that. But then when you tour, it's a different beast.
Wow.
So yeah, that's why they'd have to give me at least the second rhythm guitar on the road.
I wonder if there's a world where you can lend your vocals to some of them. Because it's never just one guy singing, don't they? It's like Tom and also Mark.
Yeah. I would really like to, but I think I'm probably bad enough at singing that it wouldn't, I don't even think Gareth could make it sound good. But that said, G-Money, buddy, if you think that I can send you raw vocals and you can make it work, then I'll really happily do that.
You know what you could do is sing that song verbatim and then he can always add your lines over him. Like sometimes it's like two people singing at once.
Yeah, right. And if I'm singing under him, then it might just like add a little boost and it won't sound quite as bad.
Right.
Definitely. Exactly. I was like talking with Jill and Micah about like some different punk genres and like the everyone singing the chorus together.
Yeah.
Is always fun. Definitely like, yeah, that's a punk genre.
I want to get better, mm-hmm. better. Yeah.
Right. I am the one who will fight for your honor.
Yeah, that was Newfound Glory, right?
Yeah, Newfound Glory. I think it's a cover. I mean, it definitely is, yeah.
Yeah, of Glory of Love.
Right.
And then there's like not even instruments during that part.
Yeah. There's a lot to unearth when it comes to this punk stuff.
I wonder if Gareth grew up listening to this or he's just a musical savant where he's like, yeah, I can do any genre you want.
I think he likes punk. I'm sure that he grew up at least listening to some like us. And I don't think he like currently makes punk music. He said he's an actor, improviser, and musician. He lives in London now.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
So I think he speaks the language of punk, but I don't think he's a punk rock musician necessarily.
Did you meet him in London?
No. I only met him a few weeks ago on Instagram. But I'll definitely hang out with him next time because we'll probably have a live show at fucking O2 Shepherd's Bush or something.
At the very least, a studio sesh. Let's just get into the fucking recording studio for a week.
A jam band.
Get back style and just fart out a full album in a week and a half.
It shouldn't be that hard. I feel like I could write like 12 songs on the plane because that's the easiest shit, you know?
Yeah. Are they all high school themed?
I think they're not going to all be directly high school themed, though the second one that I'm writing currently is.
Yeah.
I do think they're all whiny little shithead themed.
Yeah.
That's what I can tap back into when I'm writing. It's like when I was 17 and actually writing songs in my basement, it was mostly about how girls didn't like me. And
oh, that's right. You were quote unquote in a band at this age, weren't you not?
Yeah, when I was, I was younger when I was in, quote unquote, the band. I think it was like 16.
And did you guys write and perform songs? Like, do you have actual lyrics you can just dust off and turn into a new song?
Yeah, remember the song? I think I played it for you once, me and Eddie's song, Pretty Please. Do you remember that one?
Vaguely, yeah. But that's like a full song that's written and everything.
Yeah, full song. But I couldn't take that song away from Eddie.
I'm sure he'd be honored to have it digitally remastered.
By the master.
What was Pretty Please about?
Pretty Please, it was about going away to college and breaking up with somebody.
Yeah. See, you're already sitting on a treasure trove.
Right. I think the chorus was, oh no, I don't want to go. I'm happy here. Can't I just stay home? Pretty Please, I don't want to leave.
I'm happy here. Why can't you see? That's exactly what it was. Yeah, it really just fell out of me.
Did you record it?
At the time, yeah. I had like a little 4-track recorder. It exists nowhere now.
Oh, it's gone forever. Only for probably. Gareth to unearth.
Eddie probably has a video of us like performing it when we were in our 20s, when he was like visiting New York. We used to just like play it on the acoustic guitar when he would come and visit.
Cohen was also in a band. You guys could totally just make a band of other people's old bandmates.
Yeah. Cohen, he like played some shows, didn't he?
Yeah.
Did he play bass or guitar?
I think he played bass in a battle of the bands. His band was called Running on Empty, and it was also the same thing, pop punk from teenagers.
Running on Empty is a good name.
You just need a drummer. Do you know any drummer? Wasn't Streeter a drummer?
Streeter's a drummer, yeah.
Wow.
Emily Axford is also a drummer.
The band's back together.
Yeah, but I mean, the hard part is writing the lyrics.
That's the one thing you did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what you did. You called it the hard part.
Throw Fate on Shuffle a follow on Spotify.
It is
start streaming that song on repeat and don't let it shuffle.
Nice. Because
that's how me and Gareth are going to make bank for our next album and for our tour.
You're going to want to go on tour. That's the fun part where you're fucking doing shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to need to find some fucking other songs quick.
You already know the venues from your live podcasting.
Exactly. Exactly.
You can almost like finagle your way. It's like, okay, this is a D&D show, so we'll sell out the show. And also, Fate on Shuffle is opening.
We'll open. Yeah, that's right. But Fate on Shuffle will play for 2 hours, and then I'll come out as Hardone in cosplay, roll a single D20, get a nat 1, and get booed off stage.
Yeah, because everyone's there sort of to see the band of boobs, and they won't be there.
Exactly.
All right, this is If I Were You, the only advice pod on the web, hosted by a songwriter, an official songwriter.
That's right.
Me, sort of an ideas man, behind the scenes.
Yeah, so it was your concept. It was your concept.
You
said
you, yeah.
Yeah, you said like senior, the girl's boyfriend is a senior and he's graduating, he's a freshman, and that made it into the final cut. That's a straight up lyric.
Okay, can I give you some more starting points?
Yeah.
Taking the SATs hungover.
Oh, that's good.
That's what all the cool kids said. Like, oh, I don't even know what I got. Like, I was so hungover when I was taking my SATs.
Right. That's
hungover
good.
SATs. Else?
Okay.
Being afraid to smoke weed at a party because you might get expelled. So it's like all the cool kids are getting high and you're like, I don't really want to. And then the girl's like, whoa, who's that guy? He's not giving into peer pressure. Sort of like nerd fantasy.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
Related to the one you already wrote.
Okay, cool. Those are two great ideas.
Tutoring a hot girl, sort of like you're a senior and the hot girl is a junior and her mom is friends with your mom and you're tutoring her and you're nervous as shit and she's
did this happen asking, to you?
No, it just seems like a sticky situation predicament that's ripe for music. So and you don't want to do her homework, but at the same time, like, you would gladly do her homework just so that she kisses you on the cheek and then goes to a party with her friends, you know, like that could be one of the shots. I assume you're going to make these into music videos.
We have to. Absolutely. Me playing a high schooler. Pen 15 style.
Everyone else is actually in high school.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a break and answer some questions because there are real people out there who are stuck in their dilemmas.
That is correct.
We have to do our best to help them out.
That's right.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite? Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. You're like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I don't know if you guys know this, but life can be low-key stressful or anxious at times. I know, I was surprised too. I couldn't believe it, but I turned 40 and I'm like, you know what? Nothing is necessarily easy ever. And talking to a licensed therapist is actually the best way to navigate that. Because in high school, you learn like calculus, but then you don't really know what to do if you're sad. Like, they'll teach you geometry, but like, how do I act if my stomach hurts all the time because I'm really nervous about something and I can't quite pinpoint it? Well, you can finally figure that stuff out by talking to a licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is by using BetterHelp. You just sign on to their website, you fill out a questionnaire, and then you get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And it's entirely online, so you don't have to drive anywhere, wait in a waiting room, be in the room with someone. If that makes you a little scared or tentative, you can do it entirely online. So it's very convenient, flexible, and yes, affordable. Now more than ever. So let therapy be your map towards happiness with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/ifiwereyou today to get 10% off your first month. I mean, that sounds like a pretty good deal. For mental health, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ifiwereyou. Support yourself while supporting the show, which is really supporting me. So I appreciate it. You'll appreciate it. Your friends and loved ones will appreciate it too. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ifiwereyou. Thanks, BetterHelp. Thank you to the podcast See the Thing Is for sponsoring this episode, a podcast hosted by Grammy Award-winning R&B artist Bridget Kelly and media personality Mandy B. Every week, Bridget and Mandy offer grown, honest, and slightly toxic perspectives on all things music, pop culture, and of course, love/dating/relationships. So, if you have a hard time finding new music, or perhaps you're a millennial that misses life in the early 2000s, or you're interested in multiple perspectives on relationships and dating, check them out. See, The Thing is a podcast that allows space for a wide range of thoughts and emotions. They got awesome guests like Big Frito, Remy Ma, Chloe Bailey, and Nao, and more. So if you are in the market for a new podcast in your rotation, check them out. It's called See, The Thing Is. And we're back. All right, let's get straight into it. We got a lot of questions to get through.
I'm ready.
Here's one about an air conditioner dispute.
Hmm. Okay.
sometimes comes up in those Helix ads. This is sort of thematically relevant. A couple who can't quite agree on the thermostat will call them AC, this person, AC.
Got it.
My wife and I are in a heated battle about turning on the AC in our house. Our latest electricity bill skyrocketed from $100 to $300, and my wife blames it purely on me turning on the air conditioner. I turn it on when I'm home for work because our house always gets hit from the sun, so the house is around 89 degrees when I get home. Wow. I keep it at 76 degrees, which I think is a modest temperature. I'm a firm believer that it's cheaper to have it on at all times, so it has to cool down a degree or two instead of 20 degrees. Mm-hmm. She was fine at first leaving it on in the afternoon, but I would forget to turn it off when I left for work at times. When she would turn it off, proceeds to complain to me about forgetting to turn it off, and now that the bill is so high, she refuses to turn it on. The house is a fucking sauna, and I can't stand it. I've been trying to sleep with a fan on, but it just blows the hot air that's already trapped inside. I have a two-story home, so the heat is even worse upstairs. To make matters worse, my wife seems to not mind the house being that hot. She continues to say it isn't that bad. When I tell her I'm dying, I resorted to turning an AC on so after she passes out and turn it back on before she gets up, but she caught me and complained about how I'm overreacting that I shouldn't turn it on. I have a crap old thermostat, so I can't program it. Should I just try to convince her to get a smart thermostat? Would that help? Please, advice. Anything. Help. Thanks.
I mean, I think the smart thermostat would definitely help. My house is on a smart thermostat. I leave it on eco mode.
But even eco mode, you give it a temperature and it just constantly keeps it in that range. Right?
Yeah, but you can also set it as a way. So it's like, I'm gone, and while I'm gone, the house can get it up to this hot, and it should never get below this cold. So like your AC and your heat it's not kicking on unless it needs to, you know?
Yeah. Are you heating, cooling the house when you're like out of town, or you're just like, it can go up to 90 when I'm not there, no big deal?
It's a good question. We have only lived in here since the end of last August, so I haven't actually had to deal with it. But I think I would probably err on the side of not letting it get to 90. I think that's too hot.
I wonder if that's bad for the house itself. Like, even though there's nobody in it, I wonder if there's anything bad for plants and or furniture for a house to get that hot.
Yeah, I mean, it would appear so. I would think so. Say yes.
Did you ever live without an air conditioner?
I think when I moved to New York, I didn't have an air conditioner in my room in the place that I lived at with Cohen and Rosie, and I just kept the window open until like one summer it got so hot that I like got an air conditioner from the street.
Yeah, I remember that's like a rite of passage in New York, like installing your first AC wall unit when you're like,
yeah,
this is, because it doesn't even get the problem with the East Coast is that it doesn't even cool off at night. So like it'll get down to like 92 still overnight. So it's like,
yeah,
you really have to shower and then fall asleep naked and wet and hope to God sweating
hot
in the middle of the night. Yeah.
The air is heavy and still, no breeze.
Yes.
I remember like installing an AC and then moving to my next place and being like, I don't want to move this AC. Like this next place actually has an air conditioner already. Like constantly when you're moving into a new place, like a tenant is going to leave their air conditioner because nobody wants to fucking walk down the street with it.
Yeah, it's a heavy box that you have to screw into a window. It seems very dangerous. It's like, I hope you install it right. Otherwise, this 75-pound mini fridge is falling out from 21, stories tall.
They kill people, for sure.
In L.A., our first Airbnb did not have air conditioner. I don't know if you remember that.
That's right. I remember it very well. It would get very hot. I had a fan in the room, and it was a solarium. It was just a huge glass room at the back of the house where the sun sat all day, and that was where we recorded the podcast.
It would literally, I think, get above 100 degrees in it because it was a glass on all three walls, and it would like trap like an easy bake oven.
It was a greenhouse.
Like, you couldn't even enter the room. It was too hot. Mm-hmm.
And that just like it was like a fireplace for the rest of the house. It made the whole entire house insanely hot.
Right. It would just leak out. You could not keep the house cool. And that house like needed an air conditioner more than any other house I've ever been in and did not have one.
Yeah. In my house now, I have all of like the little mini split AC units, and I can control them all individually, and they really work.
There is a point of pride. I know like some adults, they're like, we don't have an AC, we just use fans, and they're just like, we get fucking get used to it. And it's like, well, right. I can't.
Oh, so you're hot and uncomfortable.
Yeah, the fan plus it being too hot is a very like specific sensation that I had like as a kid growing up. Yeah. But I haven't really felt that at night anymore.
We never had AC growing up. We also used fans. And there is something like nostalgic and nice about like a cool summer night where the fan is blowing, you got the white noise, you got the breeze, it's really lovely. The street noise, the cicadas out there, hell yeah. But with the whole global warming thing, it's really hot. It's not that comfortable.
It's too hot. And it seems like most couples are split down the middle. You have one that runs hot and runs one that runs cold.
Yeah. Where's your thermostat at when you're going to bed?
I run cold, so like I don't need it to be very cold. I'm okay being a little warm. Avital runs hot. She prefers it to be cold. She's like the guy in this question. Mm-hmm. We usually keep it around in the lower 70s, like 71 to 73.
Yeah.
But it also
I keep it at between 66 and 69.
That's so, and I don't know if it's the same everywhere. Like when it's 69 degrees out, it feels like nice and pleasant. When it's 69 in my house, it feels like I'm inside of a refrigerator. It's so frigid. I don't know if it's just like the way indoor air is versus outdoor, or the size of the house versus what.
Well, I think because it should be standardized. It's blowing it on you. So it's circulating that cold air, which I think makes it feel a little colder.
Yeah. Like if I set my thermostat to 69 and just leave it, I would be very, very, I would like have to wear a sweatshirt indoors.
Right. Well, that's what I only do it when it's bedtime. I'm under the covers.
Yeah.
And it helps. I think it helps you sleep better. Yeah. I know that it does.
You are supposed to, but that means your AC is on most of the night, right?
Yeah. The entire night. But again, I have those split systems. So that's only operating in my bedroom. The rest of the house, no AC.
Energy.
Our electric bill is very, very low. Yeah.
So what can you possibly tell your loved one? I mean, you can, you know, pay for the whole AC. I don't know if they're splitting costs or whatever, but it's like whatever it costs. Like if he's like, I don't care if it's an extra $200, I can't live the other way.
Right. So you can cover the cost. I think that introducing the smart thermostat is good because it injects a new argument into the debate here. Just being like, I'm too hot, it's fine. I'm too hot, it's fine. I'm using the AC anyway. Don't. Like, coming to the table with a new idea, it's like, how about I get this smart thermostat? We'll be able to control it from our phone, so I won't, if I forget to turn it off, I can turn it off from work. We'll use the eco mode, we'll use the away feature, we'll set a schedule.
Yeah.
And then it's like, that'll save us money ultimately. And if it doesn't, then we'll switch back or we'll look at it again.
Right. Yeah. The Nest thermostat came with my house, and it's a kind of a game changer, being able to like turn on your AC from anywhere in the world.
Yeah. I was resistant to, I wanted to make my house a dumb house, and just like, you know, not have an app that does everything. But I've made the house mildly smart, and like being able to check on the temperature, being able to control all of the ACs, being able to like look at the ring and see what's going on outside, it is really nice.
What do you have a keyless entry?
No keyless entry. I'm going old school on the key. My house in LA had the keyless entry, which I did like, but now I'm a little too worried about the security. I don't want too many people knowing the codes. I don't want to get out there.
That's cool. Retina scan entry, so that it has to be your DNA, something like that.
That's cool. Yeah.
It just doesn't really help this guy at all. I'm just sort of trying to think about how to outfit your place to be super
I don't
secure,
need
but at the same time,
your help
I have access
with the security system.
To the how would I be able to?
I don't want you to be part of the equation.
I wonder if I get into your neighbor's house, if I can jump that fence. Would you know that I'm back there sort of traipsing around in your yard?
Yeah, I have the camera in the back of the house as well.
Camera, so would it be tripped with emotion activated, or is it just sort of...
Yes, exactly. Yes.
But then you can't actually have it go off every time a squirrel scurries about.
It certainly does.
Okay, at a certain point, you have to turn off the motion sensor, and I feel like I can
begin
traipsing around back there, uprooting certain vegetables.
I feel like now knowing what your end goal is, I'm going to be less likely to turn off the motion sensor, right? Because you're hoping that I'll get bored with it. And then you can, what did you say, traipse?
Yeah, like uproot certain things and sort of that's more than traipsing.
That's tress traipsing.
Yeah. Trespassing.
Trespassing.
Uprooting herbs. Like if you like plant like a basil bush, I'm sort of eating them like little
You're there. Yeah.
Yeah, little bugs that sort of get to your crops. I want to be little worms on the leaves, basically, so you can't tell that I'm there.
I'd be upset if that happened.
Right. But at the same time you wouldn't be able to stop it.
Yes, it would.
There's also a very quantifiable like compromise. Like usually fights don't come down to specific numbers like this. You're like, you want 76, I want 84. Let's meet in the middle, 80. It's like, you know, you get an exact amount.
It's so hot still. It's like the AC is running. It should be at least cooling you below 75.
I once got into, I don't know if I talked to this on the podcast before. There was an argument that I got with Avital and then two of our friends, Sean Perlman and his girlfriend. The air conditioner was running, and Avital's like, can we make it colder in here? And it was set to like 71, and the house was 73, so it was cooling to 71. And I said, no, we can't make it colder. The AC is either on or off. There's no like make it colder setting. It just would be on for longer. And then they got mad at me. It's like, yes, you can make it colder. You could set it to 67 instead of 71. And I said, sure, but that wouldn't make it colder right now. It would just continue to have it on. Let's get it down to 69 and see if you still want it on. Do you see the debate that I was having? Then why they would get sort of upset with me, or are you sort of on my side?
I'm on your side.
Yes. Will you let them know? Because they still sort of bring it. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp, you just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, help.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, help.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Get up. Did you
verify that? I said, no, we can't make it colder. And then right. At a certain point, the AC did stop. And they're like, you said you couldn't make it colder. I was like, yeah, at the time you couldn't make it colder. The AC was just on. And now that it's 71, it feels fine in here. Do you want it still colder still? And of course they did, because they didn't want me to be correct right. In that time and place. Would you say you can make it colder?
No, I don't think you can actually make...
It's not like colder air is blowing in.
Yeah, no, it's blowing the cold air in.
The coldest air possible.
I don't think that it's like blowing in 71 degree air and then 69 degree air.
Correct, yes. But they were like, yes, you can make it colder. Just set it to 67 instead of 70 or whatever.
Hmm. I mean, that might be the case. I have no idea. I'm just going on my gut.
Yeah, same. I just assume it's like 50 degree air and it'll stop when it hits the temperature, desired temperature.
Right. That makes sense.
But if it's already on, let's not make a decision now to make it colder.
I like it because like even if they're right, it doesn't matter. Or if you're right, it doesn't. You could have just like let them think that they were right, but you wouldn't have that.
No, God, no, that. I would never. Yeah. Because yeah, then I'm not that smarter / holier than thou's. Mm-hmm.
We don't even know if it's correct, though.
It's got to be, right? Air conditioners Like, if you set your AC to 50 versus 70, if it's 80 degrees in the house, it'll blow the same cold air and the same amount, I would assume.
Okay, so survivesummer.com says... no turning your thermostat lower doesn't make the air colder.
Right, which seems kind of counterintuitive, right? It's like,
yeah,
it almost depends on what your definition of colder is. Wow. Like,
your home air conditioner won't blow colder if you turn down the thermostat. It only turns the air on and off. Cranking down the AC will only raise your electric bill.
Right, which is what I was trying to argue. Anyway, tweet at me and let me know that I was right. If you disagree, I don't want to hear about it. Let's take another break. Thank another sponsor. Come back and answer another question. Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show. How'd you like to have the best night's sleep of your life? Nothing more important than good sleep. And if you're on a really old mattress, it might be time to upgrade. And there's no better time because Helix is one of the best mattresses in the world. And they're offering our listeners a coupon code. So you can get a great mattress for an affordable price ASAP. They have 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection and Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers. So all you got to do is go there, you fill out a quick quiz, and you basically say, this is how I sleep, this is what I'd prefer, and they match you and your sleep preferences with a perfect mattress that's designed just for the way you are. And there's models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. There's more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support and stomach for back and sleeping positions. Basically, they have everything you need regardless of how you sleep. And the best way to do it is to go to helixsleep.com/ifiwereyou for 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. So again, that's helixsleep.com/ifiwereyou, and they're offering 20% off their mattress orders, and then they'll also throw in 2 free pillows. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long, so if your mattress is very old, dusty, and it's starting to cave in on itself, and you're waking up and you don't feel very restored, or your back hurts, or your side hurts, upgrade your shit with Helix.
Better sleep starts now. Thank you, Helix. Thank you to Athletic Greens for sponsoring this episode of our program. I gave AG1 a try because I wanted to feel better, healthier, faster, stronger, and I didn't like taking pills and doing all that stuff. So AG1 is perfect for me because it's just this powder that you add to water. You could take it first thing in the morning before or after a workout. It tastes good. And in addition to it tasting good, it's giving you all these things you need, like 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced ingredients of the highest quality that do give you a major benefit, like gut and mood support, boosted energy, and yes, even healthier looking skin, hair, and nails. People have been complimenting my nails left and right since I started taking AG1, and now I know why. It's probably because of the adaptogens. But even if it didn't make me feel so good, honestly, it just tastes good. So it's you're getting it in the mouth, and then you're getting it throughout the rest of your body too. So it's a real win-win. And if you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of vitamin D. That's important too, because everybody's always low on vitamin D. I don't understand how that works. You get blood results and it's always, yeah, you're low on vitamin D, but everyone's low on vitamin D. Okay, so why don't you just expand the range of what's normal for vitamin D? If everybody's low on vitamin D, isn't that the new average? Anyway, you also get 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. So just go to athleticgreens.com/ifiwereyou. That's athleticgreens.com/ifiwereyou to check them out. Treat your body right. And add a fun, delicious thing to your daily routine. That's Athletic Greens. Thank you, athleticgreens.com/ifiwereyou. And we're back.
Yes.
We have what is known as a silly, quote, low stakes question for you.
Okay. Let's hear it.
My girlfriend and I started dating back in March of 2020. We met as coworkers at a job as engineers. I asked her out 1 week after I left my old job and started a new one. And then COVID struck. And during that time, we agreed it would be funny to not tell anyone we worked with that we were dating until we saw them in person together. This was back when we thought COVID would be over by the summer. Oops. Fast forward till now, we're all vaccinated and planning a get-together for all the people we used to work with. And now I'm worried they're going to think it's weird we never told them. Is it less awkward to give them a heads up ahead of time, or should we go through with our long-awaited plan to bring it up in person? For the second, what do you think would be the least awkward way of bringing it up? We are very much in a silly predicament of our own making and would appreciate the advice.
Hmm. Interesting.
So it's like, oh, you know those two people we used to work with when we were working together? Now they're dating and we're here. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Does he need to give him a heads up?
I don't think so. I think that, like, it's just that it's happened in, like, you've been living with it in your head so long that it's starting to get weird. But I think that, like, everyone else will be delighted and fine with the surprise. They have not overthought it to the extent that you have.
Yeah. I'm showing up with Lindsay because we actually are a unit. We are a couple together. Yeah. That's what he should say in the email. No weird looks, Randy. Yeah,
it's definitely weirder to preface it. Hi, everybody.
You'll notice just a little something different when we arrive.
I need to do a little expectation setting.
We will be not with child, but with love.
You guys should make a shared email address for the event as well.
Can you actually forward it to lindsayandjosh@gmail.com? We're something of a duo, dynamic or otherwise.
I'd hate for her to have her own email is all. Catch you at the party.
Love Lindsay's man, a.k.a. her main chick. Hey, guys, a quick update. Lindsay has informed me that she's also planning on bringing her side piece. Welcome to the email thread, Matt. If you need anything, please email us at our joint chiefs of staff, Lindsay and me and Matt at gmail.com.
Hi, Josh again. I have been blackballed and blueballed from the bedroom and this company. How is that fair?
Please, please, please still enjoy the barbecue. Whiskey's on me, right? Randy, LOL. Hey guys, Josh again. Didn't realize Randy had passed.
I haven't been with the company for long enough to know that he actually died of COVID. Prayers up for Randy. Tell Matt I say what's up.
Randy in peace.
Please, Randy in peace. So he can just show up on the day and they're holding hands. So. And it's a fun reveal.
It's a fun reveal. You guys have a good, positive relationship. It'll be interesting. It'll be nice. I think it'll be fine.
Yeah. That happens sometimes in friend groups, I feel like. Like, oh, these friends are now together and they're at the party debuting, whether you knew about it or not.
Sometimes I feel like people like suspect these things too. Like I remember Susanna and Caldwell, they got together when they were like worked together at College Humor. And the way they announced it was they came to the Christmas party together.
Oh, wow.
Like everybody had kind of like thought that maybe something was going on. And then they showed up holding hands and everyone was just like celebrating and happy for them.
Debuted like a debutante.
Exactly.
They turned the entire Christmas event into a cotillion for them.
That was their wedding.
Susanna wearing white gloves and Caldwell in a tux with tails.
That's right.
They taught everybody how to use a salad fork and they debuted with one another. Here's a real quickie. Ready?
Yeah.
My girlfriend is at an overnight spa session with her ex. Our relationship is kind of new. She dumped him, so I assume she still had feelings. So I assume he still had feelings for her. And for her birthday, he apparently gave her an overnight stay at some place that would be a surprise, which turned out to be a spa.
What the fuck?
I aired my concerns with the overnight trip, but she spent half an hour telling me that there's nothing sexual or romantic. I do trust her, but not this dude. So my question is, what would be the best way to approach this without sounding like a jelly-ass diva? Is it possible that they're just friends?
Jealousy is so funny. When, like, sometimes people write in and, you know, you're like, you're overreacting. There's no need to be jealous. And then sometimes, like, this guy's underreacting, I would say. This is...
He should be much more scared/livid/annoyed.
Yeah, I think if I don't even know what I would do if this were happening to me, but I would want to like loop in a bunch of friends. Like, oh yeah, my ex or my girlfriend wants to go on a spa weekend with her ex. Everyone raise your hand if that's good, if that's normal to you.
Well, also this person does not live in America, so maybe it's more a normal thing wherever the heck they're from.
Maybe, but it's one thing to be friends with an ex, another to see an ex, another to stay in touch with an ex, and a very another thing to go on a getaway for it's a romantic getaway. It's a spa getaway. It's
a couple's people massage. Hanging out
in it's you nude in a mud bath, in a towel, in a steam room, getting touched, and then going to bed with like rose petals on the sheets, cucumbers on the eyes. And yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. This is, it's uncouth. It's a little uncouth.
Yeah. And it seems like you already did. You voiced your concerns and she's saying it's not a big deal.
Yeah. So you said, I guess like what you can always say is just like, well, it's a big deal to me.
Yeah.
This is not a big deal. And maybe you don't think that this is how I feel. That is how you feel, and basically she will do with that information what she will, and then you will have another decision to make. Are you the kind of guy that goes out with the kind of girl who goes on a vacation with her ex-boyfriend despite your reservations? I would say you don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, some guys are cool with that.
Nobody wants to be. Yeah, and maybe more power to them. I think I'm not a jealous guy. I would give Jill a lot of leeway without me being like upset over something. But if she were to go on a vacation with an ex, I can't put my foot down. She's her own person. She will do what she wants. But I think I would be like, this is insane. And I don't know if I can abide.
I don't know if I can like it. I really think I won't like it. Yeah, just thinking about it, and I'm not liking it already, and it hasn't even happened yet.
Right.
Will you be able to have fun knowing I'm not liking it?
Or is it the last straw? Is it the last straw? Is it going to put a weird
pall on the entire event for you? Or you can also just let it happen once because it's still early in the relationship and see if it escalates, or it's like, yeah, that was, what if she goes and it was bad / weird. Yeah. He made a move and it was like totally uncalled for.
Right. Of course.
Yeah. Like what if he makes a move on her and then she's like, I didn't like that. And now I feel maybe this whole thing will bring them closer together.
Yeah. That's an interesting take, but I would go ahead and say that like the other, just, you could also argue that like this will sour the rest of your relationship going forward, because no matter how good it is, you'll always be like, but that one thing you did really rubbed me the wrong way. You know, you're perfect, except do you remember when you went on a spa weekend with your ex?
Yeah.
Did you guys hook up? It seemed like that was going to happen.
That could be a funny song that you write. It's, remember that one thing you did or something like
right.
that.
Something you can't let go.
Oh, that's good. Can't let go. That's very... Mm-hmm. Punk rock.
Yeah, can't let go, definitely,
because it also lots sounds of these like little romantic. Turns of phrase.
Yeah, yeah, right, exactly.
Like, I can't let go, not of you, of that little thing. Yeah, you did back that in the thing day you did.
Right, that little slight, that little aggravation.
Doing that thing you did
to me
when you went to a spa with your ex. Like you always did. try to forget you, girl, but it's just so hard to did. Let us know how it goes.
Yeah, to hear
keep about us posted. The spa weekend.
Definitely.
All right, that's it. That's our time. Thank you for writing. Thank you for emailing. Questions or theme songs, send them all down to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Let's hear that song again, shall we?
Yeah, this is Fate on Shuffle with our song One True Stunner. That is a big thank you to Gareth O'Connor, and an even bigger thank you to me, who didn't write the song, but wrote the song, if that makes sense.
It doesn't. What do you mean?
Like I wrote the lyrics.
Right.
Okay.
Let's just hear the song.
Yeah.
What about every song? The first four songs are different seasons. So one true stunner. Then the second one's about a girl named Autumn.
That's cool. Yeah. And how you fall in love.
Yeah, that's good. Then Wintry Mix. Then, it's like a mix CD you made her over January or something.
Winter,
like that.
How could I win her?
Yeah.
And then spring is like whatever. Yeah.
Kind of like if you have like a little doing, you know, like those little doingy springs, and that's like right. cock.
That's actually not bad. A coil.
I have the moil left me with a coil. Circumcised like some curly fries. The moil left me with a coil.
Get on it, Gareth.
Good stuff. Thank you, Gareth. Here it is. Fate on Shuffle, One True Stunner.
It's like a TJ.
Jocks, the preppies all wear dockers, the lockers all have locks. Homeroom starts at 8 a.m. I smile cause I know I'll see you then. You can copy my homework, I think it's mostly wrong. Freshman year I met you, sophomore year I bet. It's finally June, yeah. And senior year, it's almost here. I'll hold you close and keep you near, yeah. One more summer before we
your boyfriend graduated. I guess he's a freshman all over again. So happy birthday, so belated. Maybe now we can be more than friends. We rule this school now, let's go Hornets. Let's hold a pep rally for your heart. JV losers, varsity lovers, I knew I liked you from the start. Freshman year I met you, sophomore year I bet you, never thought of me. Junior year, but it's finally junior, and senior year, it's almost here. Would you like me if I pierce my ears? Yeah. One more summer before we go away. One true stoner, don't you know? I wish we could stay.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.